Marriage is hard as shit. Welcome to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
Like, I have really good hearing.
Oh, you have good hearing? Did you want to run all the audio then?
I have better hearing than you do. It's just fact.
Why you got to start the episode like that? Why you got to start the episode with, I have bad hearing?
We're starting the episode already?
What?
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, dude.
Whatever.
COVID-19.
Stop singing this fucking song. It's stuck in my head.
At this moment.
Oh, you're going to do it. Finish it. I know you want
to. You mean quarantine.
So welcome to the Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
La Corona. Yeah. I'm singing the songs of your time.
Oh, thanks.
Was it like 1975, 76? Like
no, I wasn't.
Would you dance to that at prom?
A little bit. Such a bitch sometimes.
Oh, dude, you guys, the Corona. Okay, so a couple hours ago, this is our first podcast and
in a long time,
but I feel like the last little bit we've been waiting on what to release because I don't know, shit is changing by the minute.
We just had up and down weeks and now this is getting kind of crazy. So Nevada shut down today.
Yeah, so a couple hours ago.
All non-essentials matched what other states have done, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
Stay your ass home.
Yeah.
Record a podcast.
Go the fuck home and start a podcast like a normal person.
Yeah.
Well, so the weirdest thing, like, I mean, all non-essential businesses closing, like, I get that. You don't need to get your nails done right now. You don't need to do, you know, some of the extra shit that we do. But
your nails look like they need to be done.
Oh, fuck you, dude. I did my nails the other night. They look great.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Oh, you are such a bitch.
They do look nice, actually. I like that color.
Thank you. Shut up.
Is that salmon?
Fuck you. Don't drop, you know, regular colors you don't, or not regular colors, but
what is it,
fancy colors that you don't actually know. And you're only saying chartreuse because you don't know what it is.
Is it on that same palette?
That doesn't even make sense. No.
Okay. Yeah. I have fucking no idea what chartreuse looks like, or I can't even spell it.
You're a peasant. What does it start with?
Probably a C.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
Hooked it on Pahonix.
So the weirdest thing about the Vegas shutdown is the fact that all gaming machines have to be deactivated by midnight tonight. And I don't know what, like, that information, if you have never lived in Vegas or aren't from here or whatever, I don't know what that means to you.
They're probably, it's just the casino shutting down. Like, okay, I can imagine that. But no.
That's fucking devastating.
It's devastating. But no, it's every bar is closed.
Every gas station.
Every bar top. Like,
there is no gambling. We literally only exist as a state.
Right. Like, even when you go into a convenience store, there's gambling machines. Those all have to be shut
down. The sound
of
slot machines sound like home to me.
It's like, where's all the noise when we go
visit?
I
was sad when they took away the coins, when they moved from like actual coins being dispensed
to just the sound of coins.
Yeah. And then you just get the ticket,
but they still
that
sound
was a weird
the same.
It is totally not the same because remember
it's recording.
Remember, well, so a few years ago, this was right after they had switched it and some of the older casinos
this was not
had
a few
it.
Years ago, baby. This was like
7-8 years ago,
like a decade ago.
Cool. Call it a decade. I don't fucking care what you call it. Okay.
You're old enough for it to be a decade.
Relax,
ago.
Methuselah. And we were at a casino downtown, and we heard actual nickels drop. And
we were like, we're going to fucking play this machine.
What the fuck is that noise? That was amazing.
And we went over and won like 300 nickels.
No, we didn't. I don't think we bet any nickels. Oh, is that the story we're going to tell? Yeah, I mean, that one time we won 1,000 nickels.
It was like...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was like $10. It wasn't a lot.
You're lying. That never happened.
It was a long time ago. Your memories. So what are we doing during this quarantine time?
So, because everyone is stressed as fuck, and no one can leave their house, and everyone's freaking the fuck out, we thought we would talk about ways that you can make quarantine a little more fun.
Yeah, let's sex this thing up.
Let's sex this shit up. Because did you see that? What is it? New York? They told everybody to prepare for a shelter in place.
Yeah, like San Francisco did.
Is that what San Francisco did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was affected today. Snort a
Xanax. What?
Yeah, shit is getting real. You guys stay home. Like, keep this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
let's make a couple of distractions. If you're stuck at home with your spouse, hopefully that's a good thing. Or hopefully you can.
Yeah.
These are ways we think you can spice it up.
Here's our theory. You're stuck together. You might as well have some fucking fun in the process, right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all got a lot of time on our hands. And the best way
is to use to your fill hands
that time
on your spouse
is fucking. So we made a list of some ideas to give you guys to make being quarantined a little more fun. I'm going to start off just straight out the gate and go, you know what? If you haven't tried anal yet, maybe now is the time.
Yeah. You got the time. You can prep. You got the prep for it.
You got the extra toilet paper. You got the extra cleaning supplies. You have everything you need on hand to give anal a go. Like, yeah, I mean,
give it a little experiment.
Why not?
Put a little finger
just
in there.
Just a tip. Just see how it goes.
It was like.
You've got 30. You can't leave your house for 30 days.
Practice
makes perfect is what I'm saying.
You didn't say just husbands or just wives. Husbands do.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If we hadn't already tried it, I'd check your oil for the first time right now. It seems like a good time.
You gotta try new things. I'm getting bored.
Oh, I mean, I can make that a lot more fun for you.
Okay, calm down.
I can teach you things.
The look in your eyes is a little
concerning. I can teach you the Bradley method that we used.
Just breathe in. Just breathe.
Relax your body. Muscles. Relax. The Bradley method is what we used for home births.
Yeah, and my vasectomy.
You did not use. Did you use the Bradley method for your vasectomy?
No.
Yeah, I don't think you remembered. I wasn't exactly calming you down. You were a good birth coach. I was not a great vasectomy coach.
You were fucking laughing while my nuts were cut open.
I was playing funeral music for your sperm.
Yeah, you're like sad.
Mine
took longer too.
I felt really bad for your vasectomy.
Oh, dude, that
was. It was supposed to be 15 minutes, took 45.
Yeah.
Because you had like a buried vas deferens somewhere in there.
My nuts were like.
They went fishing.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
They went fishing for that, whatever little tube you have.
Yeah.
That
was painful. So, yeah.
Your little sperm subway, whatever that was.
So, sex experimenting. So, what are we going to do?
Oh, you know what's funny? I didn't think about it in relation to us. I was thinking about what we should tell other people and what haven't we tried?
No, we got to think about this. This is
let's go down here. Let's go down. Stuff, I have Sarah. I have some stockpile recommendations for the people who have freaked out a little earlier, but now are in a good place because they have all the supplies.
Right. Okay.
So, hold on. Back up. What are some anal recommendations?
Go slow.
You got to go slow. You got to take it easy.
Yeah, take it. You can't just.
You're
just
not jackhammering the first time.
You're not a bull in a china shop.
Unless it's
here.
Not our first time, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, she's
a bull
just like,
in
hey.
A china shop.
If she's like, go for it. Fucking, then you go for it. Then, if it's green light like that, you go. You take it. You don't.
Yeah. But if not.
And God bless her.
I mean, like, you got to use a lot of lube.
Use lube.
As much lube as you think, double it.
But and more foreplay. I think helps.
Lots of foreplay.
More foreplay helps with anal. I think that is a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
And then gets everybody in the mood. It gets
and then
everyone
you gotta knock on that door a few times before you just walk in, right?
Oh, yeah. You use your fingers, something smaller.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, tease it. Get it, you know, sort of.
Yeah. Smooth talk it a little bit.
You gotta.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Till the soil,
shh,
if you will.
Shh, little fella. It's gonna be okay.
You're next.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
What else? Yeah, positioning is important.
Right, you can't
positioning
just, you know,
is important. I would recommend. What would you say? Like on the side.
That's probably a good starter position.
Yeah, like big spoon, little spoon, whatever he's comfortable with.
Yeah, it's not like the porn movie. This is like just grab the.
Yeah, you're not doing downward dog for anal your first time. I mean, I wish I could have, but
people are like, I did. Bravo.
We salute you. This is a no judgment zone. So if you were able to take it like a champ the first time, DM me and let me know how you made that happen. Because also lay off the stockpile snacks maybe that day. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Simple. We're just trying to get practical advice here.
Exactly.
Here's another one. Since you stockpiled candles in case the power goes out, why not drip some hot wax on each other?
Oof.
I know it's not the same because there's low heat wax that they sell.
Isn't there low temp like wax?
There is. You can't just take like a hot.
Fucking, what are those expensive ones called?
The Yankee candles?
You can't just take a Yankee candle. I'm sorry. Pouring pine scent on my cock. Like,
I don't want to smell
like Christmas. Listen. My pubic hair.
You don't pour it on your genitals. What's wrong with you? No, you didn't like the stomach and the chest, I think, from what I've heard. I don't know.
Well, so we're going to try it.
I was going to say, I walked into this real confident. I don't know shit about it.
Okay, I'm going to grab a couple of Yankee candles and we're going to have a good night.
You're not pouring $100 worth of wax on me. We can use dollar store candles for that.
We can peel it off and reuse it. Right, we can peel it off and reuse it. Put it back in the candle.
Oh, that's filthy. Why don't we do that for lube, too? Just scrape off the extra. Just put it back in the jar. Mix it up.
In these times, Sarah, we have to conserve.
In no times would that be okay. Not once.
I think you're judging too soon.
I'm judging?
I don't know.
I'm judging you. If I see you saving things, there are some things that are recyclable and some things that are not. And both of the things that you just brought up are not.
Yankee candle wax after
lube.
I don't know. I'll argue the Yankee candle wax.
For the record, if we're gonna experiment with hot wax on each other, you're going first.
Oh fuck no! I got hair. Rip it off. That's your brutal fantasy to wax me.
Regular wax. It's not regular.
It's still
wax.
Gonna take
candle
the hair off.
Wax wouldn't do that. Not necessarily.
Oh, it's just gonna let. Bullshit.
You could
be like,
warm
here,
it.
Get over here and let me yank this shit off of you.
No, because it's not sticky. Like, there's a reason why when you get waxed, it's not fucking candle wax. It's a different type of wax.
Oh, y'all, you guys are crazy for doing it.
Dude, I told it now that my Brazilian place is closed. I almost went and had one today.
How is that not essential?
I know my girl, so I'm legit going to be like, hey, will you come to my house? Like, I'll pay you the regular amount.
Oh, can I watch?
You want to watch me get a bikini wax?
Oh, that...
Wait, are you serious right now?
That would be kind of fucking awesome.
Sterling, you can't even watch me shave my legs.
I know.
You have a panic attack.
I know.
You can't even watch me pop a pimple on Noah.
I think I'd pass the fuck out, but that would...
Dude, I want you to watch because I'm going to play it the fuck up. I'm going to be screaming.
Don't you have to get on all fours? I've never seen it happen.
No, pervert.
Oh.
No, weirdo.
The weird fantasy, I guess.
I am tall. Dude, I'm going to grab a ketchup packet in my hand.
Oh, and just like squirt it on my face.
I'm going to traumatize you. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I like this fun quarantine game. Yeah, let's do
Dude,
it.
Dude, this is
live
super fun.
Waxing. Live waxing.
Live waxing. Oh, God, so
That was
sick.
Not in the notes. Okay. I like it. I'm writing that one down.
Okay, so this is a game. It sounds dirty, but it's not.
What is this
I mean,
game?
I guess you could. This is a game our kids, I don't know if they made it up or if they heard it somewhere, but they started playing it yesterday. And it is called Drill Sergeant and Private. And the private has to stand there in a military stance, straight-faced, looking forward. And the drill sergeant has to, in a drill sergeant voice, try to get the private to start laughing.
Okay, all I could think about was privates. And
I know.
Screaming at privates.
I know, yeah, no.
So did we scream at each other's private
no,
parts?
No, that's why I said this isn't dirty. It's basically just trying to make each other laugh.
Oh, no, I think we should make it dirty.
I mean,
we
can make it dirty.
We have to get down and scream at each other's private parts.
Who do you think? Who do you think? Hold on. Who do you think would laugh first? Who do you think would break first?
You. I think in a heartbeat you'd break first.
You think so? If I were the drill sergeant or if I were the private? You mean as the private I would break first? And
probably.
I don't know. Is it laugh or smile? I think smiles are okay. I think it has to be an actual laugh.
I don't know. This is an evolving game. We haven't really... written down the rules.
No, I don't. I'd have to ask the boys. I don't know what the rules are, but it would be pretty fun to record.
Just scream
this.
At your wife. Scream
no,
at
you're
your
not
husband.
Screaming, but
you're a drill sergeant. You fucking piece of shit! You haven't done the dishes in 14 weeks. I can't believe. Like, get down and give me 20. Or to be like, get down and give me a blowjob.
Yeah, it'd be something. I think I could get you to laugh pretty quick. The only thing is,
see, I think I'd make you cry. I would like say something, and you'd be like,
"What?
Wait,
why gotta get all crazy? No, what do you mean cry?"
I think I would say something. And you'd be like, "Wait."
Oh, wait. See, that's because you would just take it. You would take it too far. That's what you would do.
And you'd be like, wait, that actually hurt my feelings. I was like, it's a fucking game.
No. It's like, to make someone laugh, not fucking hurt their feelings. Where are you going?
I just took it's free not license a roast. It's a fucking
it's
drill
not
sergeant.
Free license? It's a drill. No, it's a.
You said drill sergeant. You my mind went.
It's supposed to be you silly use this piece things. Of shit. It's supposed to be super silly things. I would assume.
It's you all, give the best blowjobs ever. And just screaming in your face. We're gonna have to do this. We haven't done this.
We're gonna have to do this. I'm gonna tear you apart. The whole thing's gonna be about your penis. You're gonna be crying.
You little. Needle dick, needle dick.
Needle dick, needle dick. You would laugh in 2 seconds. Are you kidding? Sterling's got a mangina. Sterling's got a mangina. Third time, you're laughing.
No.
Yeah. 100%. Did you even write any of these down? Are these just my notes? Did I even share these notes with you?
You didn't share those notes with me. I have my own notes.
Oh, you have your... Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you fucking participate? Maybe bring some to the table.
Okay, during quarantine sex time, use birth control. Use
no,
birth
that
control.
Was on my list. You fucking liar! List. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to cut. The whole point of this entire thing was for the very last recommendation to be birth control. You ruined it. You ruined the whole episode.
Well, they're gonna remember me ruining it, and don't ruin your life by getting pregnant right now. Use birth control.
That's your advice. That's your whole list.
I'm not saying getting pregnant ruins your life, but
right now it ruins lives.
Yeah, don't get pregnant right now. Use birth control.
Well, way to fuck up the whole episode.
Okay,
my
fine.
Turn.
My other one's it's a really kinky one.
I mean, okay.
Let's try a new kink. Like, actually talking to one another. Like, actually talk.
Conversation.
Not text messages, just conversation.
My husband's into this really weird kink lately. He asked me about my feelings. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I'm real comfortable with it. Can we have a safe word for our serious conversations? You're like, yeah. Hey, can we talk? I'm all Excalibur. No, we can't.
Nope. Tapping out.
No, because I'm actually not comfortable with this. Bye. I have one in a true Vegas fashion. Strip poker. Tell me how much fucking fun it would be to load yourself up with drinks, get the kids down for bed, grab
the kids
snacks.
What are the kids involved?
No. Gorilla, no, focus. Focus weird. Here. No, I mean, like, posting yourself up in your room for the night and putting on, you know, you got to put on a couple layers. I feel like you got to prepare and then play poker.
I just see you coming out in fucking snow gear, like, layered up. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah. You're real bad at poker, so yeah. Actually, I might just sit here in my bra and then just see if you get the bra off. Like, all you got to do is beat me once.
Like, I fold. Fuck.
Yeah, I would have to fold and end up naked and strip poker with you.
I'm terrible at poker.
You're so bad at poker. I don't understand how you're bad at poker either. Because
I get reckless at the end. I get to like the final like 3 or 4 people and then I always fuck it up.
You get reckless because you're not a bad poker player. You're a bad gambler.
Oh, I'm a bad gambler because I'm like, let it fucking ride.
Yeah, every single time.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not even going to look at my cards. All in. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's a second hand. Stop it.
But when you do win on something like that, it's just like, yeah.
Be honest, have you ever?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Cards Against Humanity. Walked off.
We're talking about poker,
oh, no.
You idiot.
Well, I'm saying, like, when you play
Cards
your last
Against
hand.
Cards Against Humanity doesn't even go. Oh, so the one time you play, you didn't
look?
No,
but I've done it. No, I've done it, like, at poker, like, nights and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I'm not looking away, all in. And I've won.
You've never come home with money from a poker night. Not once.
I won the hand. I didn't win the night, obviously, because I kept playing like that. Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
You are pretty stupid. It's okay. I love you long time.
You married me.
I mean, I had sex with you. Yeah, there's a difference. Do you have another one, or is it just going to be another one of mine?
No, mine was, during this time, have an orgasm competition.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was my next one. So wait,
that was mine. I told you that last night when we were taking
notes. Yeah, but
together.
I wrote it down. So it became my note.
Oh, well, she can't hijack my note. No, orgasm competition. How many times you get each other off? Make it a competition.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes every one of yours is like 2 of mine. So you got to get me off twice for every one of yours. That seems fair.
You're fucking high. I just think
the ratio works out that way.
I'm spending every second with your kids for the next 30
you know
days to have half as many orgasms as you.
No, I'm just saying. When you golf, you have a handicap, right? Golf, you have a handicap. some in this competition, maybe I have a handicap. Like, it comes easier to me. So, like, for every two of mine, is like one of yours. So that
do ones out, I give like myself my count.
Halvesies.
Halvesies?
Those would be half.
Psh. Deal. All
right. It's on.
I'll be like, I added 12 points to my roster today, you bitch. Girl, they only count as half. I go, I know.
Did the kids eat today? All... Did you even watch them?
Yeah, I laid some Cheerios out on the ground. I think they found them. No, it's I'm homeschooling the kids right now, so that day can just be PE and I'm just gonna lock them out of the house. Physical education kids, see you in 3 hours. Just kidding, it'll take like 20 minutes. Here's another one we talked about, this to me is kind of fun, the making these notes and kind of thinking about it, because obviously like anything that we would normally have going on is canceled. And I get bored real fucking quick.
For real,
you and do. When I get bored, I'm all, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go take your clothes off?
You get like annoying. Sometimes you're like, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Pay attention to me.
Sometimes, no. I am very annoying. I get bored super, super easily. If I got nothing to do, everyone's suffering.
Like, if you went to prison, I think you would try to escape. I think you would eventually just be like, I got to get out of here. Like,
no, but I would start like a business or something. I would just have to have something to do. I can't just
crochet
do
all day.
So I don't even care what it was. I have to have something to do. Oh, so this is what I thought would be fun, is to set a timer for foreplay. So like no penetration for 45 minutes.
Oh, so like you just do foreplay for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We could try that.
Yep, and it's like, sorry, not until that timer goes off. We get to go full throttle.
You're going to have to hold back.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Yep. I don't know who would be more difficult for.
It would be more difficult for you.
What? No. I'm patient.
I gotcha.
God, it's so hot. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a long break.
Need a hiatus.
This is going to be a hard stop. It's a hard stop right here.
That's the whole episode.
Sorry.
Roll credits.
We're going to have to record this tomorrow.
Most attractive thing you've ever said to me. Oh, my word. Okay, focus. Whew. All right, well, my next one.
Oh, we're not stopping?
Oh. We'll do one more. How many more do you have?
On this topic?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, you do, because you were saying some downstairs.
Oh, I have that's like for the second episode, second part of the episode.
Oh. So you, how many do you have for the second part of the episode?
Like three.
Sweet. Okay, then we can finish up a couple of mine. Oh, no, one more. All right. Watch a sex documentary together. There are a few good ones out on a bunch of different streaming things. Literally, if you Google sex documentary, you will find some really good ones.
Like what? Which ones have you watched? Because I haven't watched any.
The one.
What have you been doing?
Over the years we've watched some.
It's only been 2 days, Sarah, that the kids have, like, what the?
I'm telling you, there are 30 great sex documentaries out there.
Do you have a rating system? 1 to 10? Like,
no, there's, but there is one. You started to fall asleep. We watched this a couple of weeks ago. It was.
Must have been great.
It was really good. The Netflix, is it Explained?
Uh-huh.
And it was all about sex.
Oh, I think I already saw that one.
And it's... Oh, bitch, so you watch it without me?
Yeah, I think I watched the whole season without you.
See? Now who's judging? But no, it's that one's very interesting because it comes from a very scientific, you know, perspective of just what sex is and how, you know, what our bodies do and how they react to each other. I find that really interesting. But then watching it together... super sexy. And then obviously there's ones that are just about, you know, I don't know, random shit. Don't watch the tickling one. That one we had to turn off.
Oh, yeah, that one was creepy. Like, I mean, people are into weird kinks and fetishes. That's cool. Go for it.
Listen.
But if you're one of those weird, like, what about the people who are like hypersexual all the time? What documentaries should they watch right now?
I judge many like things. History? Fetishes aren't one of them.
No, if they're... never judge a fetish.
No, I don't know. Kinks, no. Fetishes, yeah, you're fucked. You're a fucked up person. Some of them are bad.
No, there's a difference, though. I
know. Do you know what the difference between a kink and a fetish is?
Yeah, a kink is something that like might be taboo or something that you like and you
yeah, like rough sex or choking or even
yeah, things
play.
That turn you on, but a fetish is something that's the only thing that gets you off.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. There are certain fetishes where I'm all, that's it. The only thing that does it
but
for
like,
you
is like eating chicken nuggets.
Is dry humping in a Easter bunny costume. Fuck you. No, I'm out.
I'm not gonna judge them. I don't wanna be their friends, but like like they can do this is a free world.
I guess maybe I'm not gonna judge, I'm gonna speculate. I got a lot of questions.
I would love to interview,
interview a furry.
Fuck, that would be I'm not judgmental when it comes to this sex fetishes. You are so much more judgmental than I am. I'm like, I want to interview. Like,
I don't know what gets you off about. I don't know if it's judgment because there is a lot of genuine intrigue there. Like, just as people, like, I like to have very matter of fact conversations about sex. I find that very interesting. I find it very like cathartic. To be able to talk about things.
Why can't you do that with a furry? Like, what gets you off? Like, the touch of synthetic hair? Like, is it the...
Because straight up, I just want to know, like...
Is it eye contact? Like, with the big googly eyes of the other
right. furry mascot? Right, and here's the thing. I wouldn't be able to not go, what the fuck happened between ages, like, 4 to 11? Like, this is not about...
What if they're like, I just loved going to the ballpark to
Bullshit.
Stare at the mascot?
Bullshit. No. Mm-mm. Nope. No.
Like, the mascot gave me a piggyback ride, and it was over from then.
No, yeah. No, not something like that. No.
You're so dark, sir.
So dark.
Not everything has to be.
I'm not even talking about vanilla stuff. That is one thing. Or, like, the people that dress up as rubber dolls.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, you're fucking kidding. You're absolutely joking. You're not
What do you mean?
They were like latex suits.
And they're like just their mouth is cut out like American History, not American,
no,
like American
no.
Horror Story.
Not like the latex vacuum, you know. They what's
that? Oh, the
vacuum seal?
Latex leather outfit. Those are cool.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Those are cool.
I wouldn't do it. I don't know. That's a little too...
I'm going to try to get you to do that.
That's a little too...
Challenge
dark for me. I mean, I'll just lay there. You don't have to restrain me. I'm not breathing through a straw while you play with me. Like, that is not going to happen. I'll fucking freak out.
You said that today. We'll revisit
we'll
this
how
in
day,
6 months.
I was going to say, day 24 of quarantine. We'll see what gets you off then.
Got her by day 13. Yes. My wish list... I'm gonna get so many bargains off of Wish.
You know, like that. You know, like that jar every January that goes around, and it's like if you put $1 a day and double it every day for a year, you'll have, you know, like I don't know, $5,000 by the end of the year. You know,
no,
do
you
remember
do
that we did that?
You get like $1 million, but
or it's like this it's week like, it's $1, next week it's $5, next I don't know,
yeah,
something
yeah, yeah.
like that, right? As a little savings plan. Maybe we should make a little checklist of. Today you try this. Day one of quarantine, you try this. Day two of quarantine, you try this.
Oh, yeah.
Day 24 of quarantine.
Like day three is anal.
You're piercing
day
each other.
Day 10 is... You got ball you got gags and
one of you gets to pull
whips.
Out a knife.
Pull out a knife?
That's what I...
What the fuck? Pull out a knife, Sarah? Dude, will someone please do a like quality
oh,
check
man.
On me in 10 days?
Nah, he's fine. I guarantee you he's going to be happy.
A knife, Sarah? No, I'm not going to be happy.
Blood Brothers. Like, what's...
A fucking knife? No. Please check on me in 10 days.
No, he's fine. All right.
Today's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, break time.
Making the decision to go to therapy can be difficult enough, let alone having to schedule the appointment and then drive all the way there. But we're really big supporters of therapy, which is why we love BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is online counseling where you can get help at your own time and pace. you can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist.
These are licensed professionals who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationship, even sleeping issues, and more.
Anything you share is confidential, and it's available worldwide. Financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Not the Worst Marriage podcast listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code NOTTHEWORST. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/notthewost. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/notthewost.
I want to let you know, can I tell you where I'm going with some of these?
You told me where you're going with some of the next ones.
Keep It Spicy by Picking Fights.
Yeah, are you going to say that while we're recording? Or did you want to wait a fucking second? The dog in the background tripping. Why is she inside, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just finish this shit up, right?
I don't know you're recording, but thanks. You're so informative.
Just, I'm always okay, going to be ahead, recording. Finish, I'm go, always trying go, to catch you off
episode,
guard.
Do your episode. Do your part. The light's in your corner.
Okay, so we said watch this extra. Did we say try a new kink? No, I didn't say that yet.
I said try a new kink, and I was talking to each other.
And it was, I'm saying try a new kink like foot play, biting, blindfolds, tie someone's hands. Notice these are gender neutral.
Oh, for sure.
Flip flop.
Oh, yeah. If day five you're not ready for it, by day 10 you'll be ready to flip flop. It's cool.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't. I mean.
You don't have to do all these
all
one day.
All of those things. Or, I mean, knock them all out in one day and then just realize how much you love it all. Just keep doing it. But yeah, I don't know. Look up like slow ways to like spice things up a little bit. Like
rope play, by the way. There's like really tasteful videos.
Tasteful.
on how to do rope play safely.
I'm laughing because they're so tasteful. I couldn't even fucking watch
them.
Dude,
no. You know what's so funny?
Can someone make a joke, please?
Oh, no.
You guys are leotards tying each other up. Make a joke.
There's two guys. No, there's ones that are like...
Well, the ones we watched, they were
like you watch like a Pornhub one. Like it shows you how to do it. And it is like in a very like...
They're naked.
They're naked, yeah. But it's not like... They're not sitting there and then banging afterwards. It's kind of like a... It is a teaching video.
Yeah.
Then there's these two gay guys who do it on YouTube.
God bless them.
It is the fuck. I wish I had. I don't know their names, but
we gotta find them. We gotta find them and share them because they are very informative. They're very informative. Helpful.
But the one guy, he's like the older guy, or they call it a bear or whatever, in like the gay community. What? Dude,
I
it's
love
so
watching you tiptoe
fucking...
around being woke. It's so funny.
No. But it doesn't matter. Literally, keep going. I learned how to. I was like, I want to learn how to tie some ropes.
Be honest.
I'm watching these two gay guys tie each other up. It was fucking hilarious. Just his commentary. That motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Like he just locked him in place.
Yeah.
Just
well, and they're fully clothed.
These guys were fully clothed.
They're fully clothed, and they come from the standpoint of they're very very genuine that they just want to teach other people how to do this safely.
Yeah, and
comfortably, like, you know, safely in a sense of where no one even gets hurt or, you know, there is a right way to do it. There's a right way to do it where everybody has a good time.
Absolutely.
Yes. And they're so sweet. They're like, this can be fun. This can be this.
Oh, but they make jokes. It's fucking hilarious. Just, yeah. I don't know. I want to share the video because it's
where we should, gold. We should link them because it's. If you don't have any knowledge of it, there's a lot you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's super
that you're
like,
just
tricks
like things that you have never even thought of.
I learned that in the Boy Scout. Didn't know I could learn that. I can apply that here.
Well, and two, I think they do a good job of explaining how what you need to be aware of for your partner.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like if you're doing the tying, there's some things that you need to know. Like, you know, put this behind their knee here so that they are still comfortable. Put this behind
here. I like
how
you're talking like you watch all these videos.
True. Well, I wouldn't even necessarily watch those. I mean, I did once you showed them to me, but I think I watched maybe one or two. But I was so overtaken by how just like pure of heart they were of really just trying to like show other people like here's how you can have a great time with the person you love. It was just the sweetest.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was, but very practical, very helpful.
Oh, very. It was very practical, and
Sterling fucking studied these videos once he found them.
Oh yeah,
and you're very good at it.
Oh, it's fucking great. It's fun.
Yeah. So look, we'll link some of these videos.
I gotta find them again because that shit was.
They can't be hard
funny.
To find. I think they had a pretty big following.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah, they had some, and the videos were well done. They weren't like weird and creepy.
No, yeah, it wasn't like the, you know, the
dungeon
house.
It could get creepy
house,
real
or...
weird. Yeah, it could get creepy real fast, and it doesn't. But
it doesn't have to be creepy. You can fucking have that kink or taboo in your bedroom, and it can be perfectly normal.
Yeah. What if we say, on a quick tangent, and we've got this question before, is that people don't know how to... Like, obviously, you and I are very open about the things that we talk about, or, you know, the things that we want, the things that we do. We're very open about sex with each other.
Yeah.
But we've gotten a lot of messages of people who are like, I wouldn't even know how to bring that up to him. Like, how do I suggest that to my wife without her thinking that she's not enough, or that I'm not happy, or.
I don't know. Hey, baby, we're in quarantine time now. Let's just try some fucking new shit. And then you don't have to have that conversation.
Yeah,
maybe you come at it from a completely different angle. Just,
man,
hey,
we got nothing else to do. The laundry's done. The dishes are done. The house is cleanish.
I put the baseboards down because I don't have any more excuses.
Yeah, right. Like I've done, I switched out all the light bulbs that were out. And now I want to, tie you up and tickle you. I don't know, whatever. Whatever you want.
Here comes my feather duster. Oh, that'd be torture for you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to tickle me. That's one shit that is not. I'll pull a knife on you. That's what the knife is for. It's for if
back
you.
To the knife. You went to the knife so quickly. That's. Man, that's concerning.
It's just because of that story from What's His Face.
Oh. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We had a friend who had a crazy ex-girlfriend, and he couldn't leave her because the sex was too good until he was like, dude, she's nuts. But like, I don't know. The sex is just so good.
And then I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, what got bad? And he was like, dude, she just really liked it rough. And I was like, okay, that's kind of, okay, that's hot.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
whatever. He's like, every time I'm like, okay, like, that might get annoying.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to do it every
parcel
time.
Parcel it
like,
out. Yeah.
And then he's like, all right. One time he's like, slap me in the face.
Oh, no. We're talking about two different stories.
I was going to... Okay.
You finish this one, and then... Well, these are two different people, but go ahead.
Yeah, one was like, slap me in the face. Like, I'm
okay. Harder.
Do it harder.
Like, well, okay. I'll give you a little... All
right. This wasn't hard enough. Again? Okay. And like, now close your fist.
Now close your fist. He's all, what? Out. Nope. Nope.
What?
Not today. I'm not getting arrested.
I'm not
100% not. And then it was over. The other one.
That was the precursor story before this one, because we were just sharing stories.
Yes, this is the same
theirs
conversation.
Were fucking crazy.
This other guy was like, yeah. So this girl, she was nuts, but I, you know, the sex was really good. I couldn't, you know, break it off. And he's like, until one time we're going at it, and it was great, and she's on top of me, and she fucking reaches under the pillow and pulls a knife out. And
yeah, like
all,
an X-Acto knife.
Cut me.
It was an X-Acto knife.
Yes.
And no, she said.
Or did she cut herself?
No, she said this to him. She goes, I want to cut you. And he's like.
He launched her ass.
And then, no. And then she hands it to him, and she goes, you can cut me first. And he was like. Nah, I'm good. Like,
here's the thing.
That's boner killing to me. That would freak me the.
If you want to introduce a new thing, you can't do it mid thrust. Not something risky. Not something you never talked about before.
Right. A light choking. You know, a little slap. Okay. Pulling an X-Acto knife and ask.
Like, if it's straight up something you have no idea if they're going to be okay with, that's got to be a conversation beforehand. Maybe some people are cool with the
yeah, if someone pulled out a hammer and was like, hit me in the kneecap. What the fuck?
Smash my pinky toe. What?
Okay.
I mean, I'd be like, all right.
Who knows?
I'm a team player. Okay, these last two. We'll do my last two, and then we can do... we'll finish up with yours, but One was, I think this would be really fun, and I think it could be super silly, is do a sexy photo shoot. Like, do a little impromptu boudoir shoot.
Oh, so create porn. You're promoting porn, Sarah.
Not yet. No, the porn is the next one. This is just
the gateway drug.
You have all of the time on your hands.
You have the video camera and your phone.
Yeah, you have your phone. Good. Do your makeup real nice. You know, do your hair. Light some candles. Put on lingerie if you have it, or put on, you know, a white tee. Go draw a bath.
Oh, we're gonna wet t-shirt contest. Yeah, let's do this.
Right. And just have your husband take some pictures of you. Have your wife take some pictures of you. You still owe me a fucking boudoir shoot, by the way.
Yeah, we do. Maybe we'll.
I have been asking Sterling for a boudoir shoot for years. All because right. I would love to take his pictures.
The masses aren't ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Well, who said the masses are going to see it? This is for my private collection.
Oh, I'm posting it.
But I do. I want you in the kitchen, flour on your face.
Just my face.
Shirtless.
I'm going to have an
rolling
apron on.
Dough or something. I mean, that's fine. But I wouldn't mind you in just underwear.
No, I'm going to be in an apron with my love handles hanging out.
I want this you changing bottom. A car tire in socks and sandals and underwear.
I did that last Saturday, Sarah. You could have took a picture then.
I was saying, I think that would be something very fun and funny.
All right, book it. Call my assistant. And put it on the schedule.
Your assistant? Fuck you. I'm your assistant.
That's what I said.
Shut up. The other one would be to make a video. If you got a GoPro, fucking put a GoPro on. If we had one, Sterling and I'd be making a GoPro video. You know, I mean, a pornographic video. That is what I mean here.
What, am I going to strap it to my head? Just looking down at you?
Yeah, it's called a POV.
I don't want to see what you see. You put it to your head?
No.
You're breathing heavy?
No, I would be able to see what you see. It would be funny. No, I would rather wear. I would totally wear it so that you can see what I get to see.
Oh, that
you're not going to watch that? You're not going to watch yourself?
Oh, that'd probably, like,
be honest, harm be honest. Me if from I, life. If I...
I'm not watching that two-minute video.
You wouldn't watch my POV.
Absolutely, I would. I'm going to look for... I'm going to critique the shit out of that. I'm going to use it like it's a play tape of an NFL game. It's a game tape. I'm going to break my shit down.
Sports are canceled. I need something to analyze.
I brought the leg up too early. Too early. Got to hold it for five more seconds.
I didn't see those cues. She was sending me cues. I didn't see it. Damn it. Fuck.
Note that down.
Get your head in the game.
Oh, she's playing pretty good defense there.
Focus. Focus. You would. I 100% would not watch.
I'd break that shit down. POV. I'd want to, like, I'd be drawing on the screen.
Nah, I'm doing good. I don't need any pointers from myself.
Oh, yeah. Just lay there and let me do the work. That's your pointers to yourself.
I mean,
it's worked out so far for
I
you.
I remain flexible, and I feel like, I feel like I'm doing my part.
Yeah, you're doing your part. It's good.
That was a long pause. I don't know if I appreciated that pause.
I'll appreciate you later.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so.
All right, what did you have to bring to this episode?
Absolutely nothing. So another way that I thought, like, you can't just, like, have sex, like, all the time. Like, some people are like, sometimes you have to have reasons for sex, right? Like, you have a date night, you had a nice romantic evening, people...
Yeah, that's weird. My reason is that I have a vagina and you have a penis.
Right. So I was thinking of, well, how can we make couples, like, have sex? Like, how can we get them to have sex? And I thought, brilliant idea. You got to pick petty-ass fights.
Terrible idea.
Because you got to have makeup sex during this time. So,
terrible idea. I think this is, I don't advise.
No, this is just comic relief. I think you could just spice things up by picking fights. Just little ones.
Nate, what would be a little funny,
for guys,
cute,
okay,
sexy fight that I could pick with you that wouldn't piss you the fuck off?
I got one.
Do we even have petty fights?
Yeah, I got one. Hold on. But this is for guys. This is a guy's one. Guys, you can mention, you know, hey, the dishes aren't done and there's, you know, you left the chicken out on the counter. Sarah, you're trying to kill her family? Like, this is a time we're in quarantine. Like, and I can pick this fight. But I think I can. I think I can apologize and get out of this fight. I think there's a way I can get out. This is not a real big fight. So then,
what's the way? How are you going to?
We'll find out later when I make this comment.
Critique my performance. Oh, okay.
And then I'm gonna be like, "Baby, I'm so sorry." And then I'm gonna apologize and be like, "Then we need to make up." See, so I'm gonna have these like fake fights, so then I can have makeup sex, because makeup sex is always better. You know, not always better, but makeup sex is great. So you're gonna have to pick these little petty ass fights that you know that you can apologize for and win to get makeup sex. That's my.
I think this is gonna.
I'll report back in a couple episodes and see if this worked out.
Ho, do not pick fights with me right now. Do not pick fights. No, no.
We're gonna see. We're gonna have great sex, makeup sex.
I feel like you have a gross misunderstanding.
And then ladies,
current day and age. Oh,
ladies, you can go.
Oh no, like, no, yeah, definitely like, break it down for the women. This has gotta be great advice. Hold on, let me write it down.
Husbands, you haven't finished those baseboards. He has no excuse not to do them now.
What is it with you and baseboards? Just it was just
a note that I written down. That's why I mentioned it earlier. But
have you ever scrubbed a baseboard in your life?
No, that's your job.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay, fair enough.
No, you got a honey-do list? Hey, I need the mirror hung up. I need this. You're not doing anything because you're quarantined. Now you have no excuse. He's going to be like, oh, I got to. He's getting a little fight. Mm-hmm. You know you can back down out of that. You win the fight. You have makeup sick. I'm just saying, keep it spicy. By picking fights, you know that you can. They're not real big fights that you can end up with makeup sex. And maybe
this works for anyone, let me know.
No, this is probably the most awful advice ever. I just think it's funny.
Because I feel like it would be better advice to just fake how stressed out you are. Like if I text you throughout the day, like, oh my gosh, I'm really stressed out. Things are really overwhelmed. Like, will you give me a hug when you get home? You're like, yeah, of course I will. Like, oh, I'm having a hard time. You need to be there for me. You'd be like, yeah, baby, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And then later if I...
Yeah, you know, 12 days of that shit, I'm going to want to
fight. Not 12. No, I'm not talking 12. I'm saying this is a better way of going about it than picking a fucking fight. And then a couple hours later, I'm just like, oh, can we spend some time together tonight? Like, will you just hold me?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And you'd be like, oh, yeah. And then if later... I was just like, oh, I'm feeling so vulnerable. I just need some love. And then that love turned into me taking all my clothes off. And then you'd be like, I will bang you happy.
Yeah. Sympathy sex, yes. I'm going to make you. Not sympathy sex.
It's
make you feel better
emotional,
sex.
It's emotional support sex.
To make you feel better sex.
Way better advice.
All I'm saying is this quarantine could last 45 days. That might work on day 13. I'm thinking long term. Day 33, getting on each other's nerves. You might pick a fight just so you can have makeup sex. I'm just saying it's an idea.
I guess I do this.
Don't get too fucking serious with it.
I guess I don't
want
do
you to
this
get divorced over this.
When I get a little grumpy,
when you get a little grumpy, you need a good fucking to fuck it out of you.
I was going to say...
You needed it last week. I was like, you cheered the fuck up the rest of the weekend.
That's true, because there are times, and I genuinely don't do this on purpose, and I feel like both of us can kind of catch it.
I usually catch it like about 12 hours too late.
You usually catch it before I do.
I could have put that to bed a long time ago.
You usually catch it before I do, but yeah, there is like the perfect storm of between like, you know, us being busy and then just like maybe work stressing me out a little bit or maybe the two of us, our schedules are a little off. So we haven't had like homie time like we normally do. And then maybe there was like a period in there or like maybe like one of us were sick. And so there had just been, you know, reason for it to be a couple days.
Right.
And usually when shit is going bad in our life, like that's the one way that we kind of calm our storms. Right.
Oh yeah. We fix our, yeah.
We can't keep it together outside of life if we're not doing it regularly.
Right.
And so subconsciously I get a little irritable and I'll get a little snippy.
So you're saying you're agreeing with me. You're going to be a little snippy about day 30 and you're going to be.
I forgot that I do this. So day 30, I started my period today, which means it's coming in like 6 days. I'm going to be a little grumpy. You're going to have to throw me around a little bit. That's why I've been what?
Hyper horny? You always do that right before your period.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Edit that out.
I can't believe you just did that. Hold on. Why is my computer not plugged in?
I don't know. I plugged it in.
Oh, hold on. Well, here, keep talking. I got to plug my computer in.
All right. So what other ways can we encourage people to keep it banging during the quarantine? Be nice to each other.
Dude, give each other grace. Be nice to your kids.
It's a hard time. Be nice to your kids.
Be nice to your kids. Just let them listen. Is like, so not to get like super serious, but you know, the kids were watching the governor's speech and we couldn't really help but hide our, you know, jaws dropping and just looking at each other and going, I can't believe this is happening. Like, this is unprecedented. Like, never would I ever thought that I would see something like this. And we don't want to like scare the kids,
but we should also give them a,
I had a whole fucking point.
Dose of reality too.
Totally gone. I don't even know what
I just
want
to prep our
kids
to be like, hey, we need to have just a different mindset during these times. Think about things in different ways.
They're old enough, I think, to be able to handle a certain level of.
We're not telling our 6 year old, you know, like any 6 year olds, like, oh, the world's coming in, like panicking them. Just, hey, can't eat all the snacks in one day. Like,
right.
We don't want to be on beans and rice for 3 weeks if it comes to that.
Right. And they've been pretty good. They've been doing good the last 2 days. Noah's extracurricular activity wasn't canceled for tonight, which I was really surprised about. And we made the call to not let him go. And he was not very happy. I didn't tell you that. He was not very happy about not being able to go tonight.
Well, that's fine, but.
No, I know. I think it's going to
be safe.
I think it's going to take the kids a little bit longer to fully understand
the impact of everything.
The impact of the next few weeks.
But that's what I said. We just have to change our mindset. It's little mindset changes. Have patience with your kids. Have patience with your wife.
I was going to say, have patience with me.
Take advantage of the situation to fuck more.
Get some shit done. Like, clean out that closet. Don't stress too much. Make a run to the liquor store.
Play Naked Tag in your bedroom.
Oh, dude, Naked Tag. So, not to be gross, but is it just me, or is like the idea of being quarantined make me like ready?
Make you ready, like ready for sex all the time? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's always an option now.
I guess
we're home together.
It's one of, I swear, had you not had your vasectomy, it would make me a lot more nervous. A lot more nervous.
Do you really think that there's going to be like a bunch of pregnancies?
Yeah, I think understandably so. Maybe not a bunch, but you might see a boost.
A little corona boom.
I think it'll all be people who, you know, I don't think anyone right now with the uncertainty that's up in the air really wants to plan a pregnancy. Like, that's making me kind of scary.
I'm just saying, they're not making, are they going to the store and buying condoms and taking birth control and shit?
Well, I just think that, I think the number will go up because the amount of opportunity to have sex is going to go up. And so just numbers wise.
Right.
30 days, that's everybody's ovulation cycle.
True that.
Anyone in childbearing
years? At least we're keeping
our
kids home.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody getting pregnant in this house.
What? Oh my, why would you even say that? What's wrong with you?
Lots of things.
So, yeah, I don't know. If you guys think of any ideas, we've been playing a lot of board games with the kids. I went and bought puzzles today. We went to the thrift store and the kids found a little foam mannequin head, like $3. Like, oh, we got
a
fun.
You're pulling a lot of stops out. Well, now everything's closed down, so you won't.
Dude,
I'm still working, so.
Your job is good. My job's a little scary.
But it's going to be good. I have positive thinking.
Yeah, we're going to be fine because we're going to have a lot more sex. So, okay. Well, so
hope this was a fun episode that we can like take our mind off the things.
Hopefully
and
we gave you some ideas to make quarantine a little bit more fun since it's just going to be happening everywhere. And FYI, like I said before, this is totally a safe space and a no judgment zone. And so if you have questions about
anal,
I don't know, yeah, like sexual questions that are, you know, might be embarrassing, and I think those questions are easier to ask someone that you don't actually know.
Dude, I hope we get like a million DMs of just, we did anal for the first time. I'm like, yes.
Oh my gosh, I hope
the DMs of the that we get back, the people going, we've been having more sex since listening to your
legit
talk.
Make me cry.
Oh, those are the I'm like, you don't understand.
We
fuck,
like
yes.
we like headbutt each other. We like chest bump. Like grab each other by the shoulder pads.
Sex. Husbands and
like,
wives are
oh, you're a fucker. Do it. Yes. We get crazy. We're so excited. That's like so, our mission.
We're
life.
Just trying to hype you guys up.
Yeah, I mean,
get the fucking.
Get the fucking.
Out. Thanks to listening to the Not the Worst Marriage podcast.
What?
What?
Thanks to listening?
Thanks to listening to the Not the Worst Marriage podcast.
Thanks that... for listening to Not the Worst Marriage podcast.
You told me to say thanks to listening
no,
to the
I
Not...
didn't.
That's what you said.
That is I... not what I would never... Thanks to listening?
That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
I repeated it.
Thanks for listening to Not the Worst Marriage podcast. Like to remind you to leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to
a
podcasts.
0-star for Sarah.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and follow us on Twitter at Not the Worst Marriage Everywhere. You can also support the show at patreon.com/NotTheWorstMarriage. Sorry, Sterling doesn't understand English. I can't believe you fucked it up that bad. I really can't.
I'm so mad.